Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, beautiful people of the internet, and welcome back to another episode of Building a Business at 23. I thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to this podcast. I still have a hard time believing that so many people want to hear me brain dump on a, well, what's supposed to be a weekly basis, but what often turns out to be a little bit less than a weekly basis. That's especially relevant right now because I recently told you guys that I was going to be putting these out on a weekly basis, and lo and behold, I didn't quite stick to that. Well, whatever. I'm not going to make excuses today. It just didn't happen. There's a few things I want to talk about today. First thing, I just made probably the most adult responsible purchase I've made in a long time. I went to Eddie Bauer, which is like a clothing store, I guess, but specializes in like outdoor gear and similar like a Mountain Equipment Co-op or something like that, but just for clothes. And I purchased I don't have a waterproof jacket, so I bought a waterproof jacket and this like fleece thing, and they were both 60% off, and then showing them my student card, I got an additional 15% off. So I got a $450 jacket and a $75 fleece before tax for $201 after tax with all those discounts, which is absolutely incredible, insane. If you happen to hear this podcast today and you need a jacket, go there, buy one. Oh my goodness. Anyway, so that solved a lot of problems in my life, but that was like the most adult thing I've done in a very long time. So I just want to share that. What I want to talk about today, well, pretty much the same as every episode. It's basically just going to be an opportunity for me to brain dump a little bit and get some things off my mind and into the microphone, because this is my form of therapy. What I want to start today off with is just some things that have been going through my head recently. A couple quick little updates on the business. We are about a month in with our newest client that we've signed, currently operating with our three full-time clients, which is pretty awesome. And then the project-based stuff has been picking up a lot as well. We've done some projects, specifically a website design with one of our newer clients that is really cool, because that set us up for a lot of projects outside of that with different companies just in that field. So doing website design with our content, and so that's kind of cool. And like I said, there's been a bunch of other opportunities presenting themselves outside of just the clients, which is really cool. And so it's just a big process of like understanding exactly how we want to operate, you know, because like the big basis of the business is the client portion, in which, you know, we have these client signed reoccurring that we do everything for, the full digital marketing, content creation, yada, yada, yada. And that is definitely the foundation of what I want the business to be. But because we also operate in all of these different realms of content creation and digital marketing, we can apply each skill individually to different projects as needed. And so we're also definitely not shying away from that work as well. And so that's been really cool. And just kind of trying to navigate those waters. So that's kind of like the update on the general workings of our operations. The thing that has been on my mind the most recently, and I talked a little bit about staff. Actually, it's kind of ironic. I think the last podcast or the podcast before was about a month ago when I paid out my employees for that month, and I just did that again. And this month was the first month there was a comma in the amount of money that I paid out to my employees, which is absolutely insane. I shouldn't say employees. They're not employees. They're freelancers of mine. In case anyone in the government's listening in CRA, they're not employees of mine. I don't have the business set up for employees. They're freelancers. But first time there's been a comma in that amount of money, which is absolutely mind blowing, because like to think of what I would still do to get anywhere close to that much money. But, you know, to think a few months back what I was doing to make enough money and to make, you know, that sort of extra just in the freelance and how much I was hustling for that. It's just insane that now to think that I'm able to actually pay off that, like give that money away, so to speak. It's just crazy. And it's hard to wrap my head around, because I always go back to like, oh, well, could I just do that? Could I have just done that? Like, should I have just done that work myself? And that way I could be keeping all this money right now and like using it for other things in the business or whatever. But then I don't know, it always like,
I go very back and forth with it, but what I always try to come back to is just the idea and remembering that, like, you know, these I brought these people on for a reason. They do these things better than I do. And a lot of the things that I get my freelancers to do are things that I don't like to do and they like to do. And like when you like to do something, you're always going to do it a little bit better than someone who doesn't like to do it. You know, like aside from just, you know, them being better at it, they actually enjoy it. And so that's a huge positive as well. And that's something that, you know, I really try to make sure I remember when I'm struggling with that. And also when I'm looking to expand, the roles and responsibilities of the people who work for me, because I really also struggle with that sometimes. The biggest thing that has been on my mind though, and that is the best segue to it, is like trying to make sure I'm not over leveraging myself. And what I mean by that is like, especially with the bringing people on, the freelancer thing, is like, why am I doing it? Like in my head, like I just said, I go back and forth with like, you know, the money side of it. But like outside of that, because like, you know, I can afford to and I am and it's fine. But outside of just that and getting my head around that portion, it's like, do I need to? Like, am I bringing these people on to do these things because I think it's what I should be doing? And I think it not looks cool, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, just am I doing it to free up too much of my time that I don't actually need to be freeing up? And am I creating issues internally and externally that could be avoided? And what I mean by that is like, you know, anytime there's another cog in the machine, there's more opportunities for things to potentially go wrong. And I've been experiencing that a lot in the past month. And I guess that would be like my number one excuse for not finding the time to record a podcast, is there's been a lot of like firefighting. And, you know, that's very normal when you run your own business. Like you're always kind of, you know, on the stake for things, and it's all up to you and you got to figure it out. But just like all to do with the interworkings and internals of the business and the way things are flowing within it, like, you know, having three people working on something is, you know, there's a whole separate new job that's just organizing those three people communicating on that one thing with myself and the client, etc., and making sure that's all working smooth and making sure nothing's missed, that almost can equate to the same amount of work as actually just doing the work yourself. You know what I mean? So like, for example, if we're creating posts for a client, like super base level Instagram posts, and there's three people working on it, the communication and ensuring that it's done on time and it's done right and the client's happy and all that back and forth creates almost similar amount of work as if I was to just do it all myself. Now, again, that's kind of a necessary evil because it allows for the work to be done better by people who are better at it and making sure overall there's less mistakes made, in the sense of just like, you know, they're not having the things that I lack in ability with that work come through because these people are doing it better. But from a purely a work standpoint, it comes through as sometimes the same amount of work. And then that even doubles as like, okay, well, why don't I just do it myself? And, you know, maybe work a little harder myself to make it as good as it can be, but, you know, not have to deal with the administrative stuff. Because a lot of the time too, what has happened is like that's caused some headaches, obviously internally myself, but also with clients. And like, that's the last thing I want. Like, I obviously want our operations to be as smooth for the client as possible and to have as much, you know, relative ease of operation with them. And so anytime there's anything that's going to cause them extra work or headaches that I'm creating, that's awful. That's not what I want. And so, you know, that comes somewhat naturally with creating an organization and trying to create something that's bigger than yourself, which from the beginning I've known I want this to be. As much as I always question it though, like, don't get me wrong, like from the beginning, day one, I brought someone on and I was like, I want this to be bigger than myself and I want to grow this, you know, to be a company and not just, you know, my thing. But I question that all the time. And I always go back and like, wouldn't it just be so much easier if I just did this myself? And like, I just had like, you know, a couple clients and I did some odd freelance stuff and just kept it at that. But like, just the nature of, you know, the opportunities that are being presented and also my ambitions with the business is that, you know, I do at this point still believe that I want to grow it into a bigger and better machine. And in order to do that, I have to learn this stuff. I have to figure this out as I go. And because, you know, because I've never done this before, because this is my first time organizing people and obviously running a business, there's going to be lots of these learning curves along the way. Again, specifically things you never would expect. Like, it's easy to be like, yeah, like, you know, I don't know how to, I don't know, edit graphics in this software, but I can learn. Like, I just sit down and watch a YouTube video and I can learn how to edit graphics in the software, which is very true. But it's much harder to learn how to, you know, manage the workflow among three or four people and keep the communication and operations as smooth as possible and put in place SOPs to make sure that everything's getting done on time and in the right way and it's being seen by the right people. And like, that stuff is like, oh, it makes my head spin. And like, the last like maybe two-ish weeks, I mean, I was sick for like a few days and I did like nothing, but outside of that, like, my head has kind of felt like it's been foggy, because it's just like constant, like, is this getting done, is this getting done, how's this getting done, where's this at, where's this at, where's this piece at, and like communicating back and forth. And like, that's, I really think that's just a learning curve. And one thing I have learned is that, like, you know, and something I would, you know, put out there that maybe someone could learn from would be like, you really want to like be as like strict is the wrong word, but like put operations and like plans into place as soon as possible. Like, a lot of it I've just tried kind of started like winging off the bat, essentially being like, yeah, okay, this needs to be done by this date, and like, that's it. Not being like, okay, this needs to be at this stage by here, and then sent to this person at this date, and then sent to this person at this date, so it can be all completed by the final date, instead of just being like, it needs to be completed by the final date. And like, you know, just setting out all of the standard operating procedures that allow that, you know, whatever it is, piece of work that we're doing, to be passed to all the right hands, and, you know, all the, have all the right things added to it, so that it's complete and ready to go when it needs to be. And again, ensuring the communication is smooth and all that. And so, like, you know, one thing I'm starting to try to do now is figure out, you know, the very like stringent, like, this happens this time and this time and this time and this needs to be done by now, blah, 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 to make sure we avoid all that. And anything I do moving forward, any new person that comes on, any new responsibilities I farm out, will be very strictly organized, so that, and by strictly, strictly is the wrong word, but just like basic things, like, you know, if you work at, I don't know, use Eddie Bauer, for example, because I was just there. If you work at Eddie Bauer, like, they teach you on day one, like, you know, in order to sell this jacket, you have to, you know, tell them about these features of the jacket. You bring them to the cash, you scan the jacket into the cash, you take their money, and they walk out the store. It's not just like, hey, you need to sell them this jacket, and that's it, with no guidance of actually how to sell them the jacket, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, the person might understand it generally, how to talk about the jacket, but they don't understand how the computer works. They don't understand which operation needs to happen first, whether, you know, just things like that. That's kind of a weird example, but anyway, whatever. Giving the framework for how things need to be done and when they need to be done is something that I'm definitely working on, and that needs to continue being worked on, because it's tough. Managing a team is definitely tough. And like I said, it adds complexity to things, but ultimately I really do believe that it produces the best product for the client. And that's obviously my ultimate goal, is to provide the highest quality content, you know, and products and services to the client that I possibly can. And if that means, you know, very shortly, temporarily having a little bit of growing pains with it, even if that affects the client slightly, I know it's in the greater good of the client and the business to go through that and to learn from it and to be able to have these operations in place that will allow, you know, the skills and strengths of the individuals to shine through in the company and in the work that we do. So it's, in my mind, it's kind of like a necessary evil, you know, and it dovetails with the, I would call it almost irony of what I always used to talk about, which is like paying people, you know, as that makes me think sometimes, oh, is this the best thing to do? Like, it's not only just with that, it also lives just purely within the operations. You know, even if they were working for me for free, like, I would still have these exact same issues. And so that's kind of, yeah, it's been one of the bigger things that I've struggled with recently, I guess. And, you know, just trying to understand that and trying to figure out the best way to move forward with that. So, yeah, well, I guess that was a pretty good topic. I guess, I don't know how long this has been, probably like 5 minutes, but that was the majority bulk of what's been on my brain lately with this business is purely around structuring a team. A lot of the projects we've been doing have needed that. And again, I want to grow up to something bigger myself. And I know this is the best way. Well, I think this is the best way to do it. I don't know anything. I think I'm assuming from what I've learned. And so I'm going to keep trying to do that. So, I mean, hey, if any of you guys have any suggestions or information or advice on that, feel free to hit me up. I guess the easiest way would be like DM on Instagram at Nate Edwardson, Nate Edwardson, all one word. Because I don't know if you can message me on Anchor or Apple or wherever the heck you're listening to this. But anyway, that's probably the easiest. Or Sociability. I guess I could, but it's probably easier than my personal account. Anyway, okay, I'm rambling on. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of brain, I mean building a body, building a bit. Okay, thanks, see you next time.